Welcome to the Jeff and Harris podcast. It's guaranteed to be a spectacular broadcast. We're just two guys with ideas on the mind. Just doing our part to save mankind. Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris podcast.
Podcast.
Jeff and Harris. Jeff and Harris. Jeff and Harris podcast.
Ahoy, listeners. We have a huge announcement to make.
Massive.
Massive. And it's probably the biggest thing to happen to this podcast.
Yeah.
Since the start.
Yeah.
And personally, I'm filled with glee about it. Glee.
Just, I can see the glee.
just shining in my eyes.
If you could see Jeff right now, just emanating out of him.
Just like the end of
getting
Rudolph
glee
the
waves.
Red-Nosed Reindeer. Everyone was filled with glee.
Yeah.
So, Harris, tell him. What sits atop our heads?
Let me check. Captain's hats.
Captain's hats, everybody. Now, the tagline for this podcast is, we are not doctors, and that is true, but we are now official captains.
Yeah.
And it has a nice anchor patch on it, which represents how we are anchored to your hearts.
Yeah, and that weird kind of yellow rope thing. I don't know what that's supposed to do, but it's on there.
It's pretty official.
Yeah.
And we went to get them in the city. We made a special trip.
Yeah.
So that we could be honorary captains. We are now honorary captains. What happened when we went there?
Well, we went in. We got to the front door.
There was nobody in the store.
Yeah. Well, we got to the front door. Please use side door.
Oh,
okay.
You got it.
It felt like we were getting let in, you know, just like, okay, just go through the side. Yeah. Anyway, go through the side door. Look around. People in store. Zero.
Yeah.
Except for one, the guy who worked there.
Mm-hmm. And this store, there was a lot of stuff from the 70s. And I looked around and there was a lot of weird stuff in there.
Yeah.
There was a lot of leisure suits.
A lot of
chauffeur hats,
yeah,
police vests.
A lot of army surplus.
Yeah, it,
like.
It was that kind of store. And so we were just kind of wandering around aimlessly. And we know what we wanted.
Yeah.
We were just kind of looking at other stuff.
Yeah. I got trapped down this. I was walking an aisle and all of a sudden just ended. And it wasn't like all the way through. It was like just a bunch of jackets. And I was like, oh, no. And then I just kind of walked through the jackets. And there was a guy who worked at the store looking very unhappy with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went, whoops. And he did not laugh.
And then he asked us, you know, what can I help you guys?
Yeah.
And we said, yes, how much for those captain's hats? And he said, oh, you are in luck. Okay, he didn't say that. But he just said, they're $25.
And
me and Harris looked at each other. With that look in our eyes, we said, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
$25 to be a captain seems reasonable.
Yeah, absolutely. And then he awkwardly put a tape measure around both of our heads.
Yeah.
That was pretty weird, because you're just kind of looking at him.
Yeah.
And then we said, all right. So we got hats that fit us.
Mm-hmm.
And
which is the best type of hat.
Absolutely. And then we got to the counter, and he's like, would you like the shoulder bands that a regular captain would have? And in my head, I would say, I would love that.
Yeah.
And I said, how much are those? Very surprising price.
$17.
Yeah. Almost as much as the hats for these little pieces of material.
Yeah.
With your ranking on them.
So I thought, you know, we could probably find those at, you know, a dollar store.
Yep.
Less official, but gives the illusion of captaincy.
Absolutely. And then he asked us, oh, are you guys going to a costume party or something? Which Harris replied,
nope.
Yeah. Nope.
We're more using them probably for videos and stuff. I didn't want to say, basically, we want to wear them to look like jackasses.
Yep, just everyday jackassery.
Yeah.
We thought we...
We made the rule in the car that they're not for everyday jackassery.
No.
They are podcasting/driving hats.
Absolutely. Two purposes.
We've discovered a new love.
Absolutely.
It was a Tuesday night,
mm-hmm.
And as you would on a Tuesday night, I was looking up Stone Cold Stunner on YouTube.
As we all do on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. If you know us or our friends, that isn't strange.
Mm-mm.
It isn't strange.
Nope.
But as I was looking at videos, I was thinking to myself, what are some other classic 90s wrestling finishers? And I went through the obvious ones, the rock bottom of the rock.
Yeah, yeah.
And then one just clicked in my mind of course I need to look this up. I needed to look up the music. Music of the sweet...
Specifically of the sweet chin variety.
That is correct. The sweet chin music.
Beautiful. And like
Shawn Michaels' finisher.
I had never heard of this before. I never really watched wrestling. But the idea of it and the name just drew me to this.
It's Shawn Michaels' finisher. Usually the other opponent will be a little groggy. Or Shawn Michaels will be groggy.
Absolutely.
Classic wrestling.
Comeback, yeah, yeah.
But if the other guy was kind of walking around all zombie-like, Shawn Michaels would stand in the corner. He would hold the ropes, and he would stomp three times.
With one foot.
While shaking, while headbanging a little bit.
Yeah.
Getting his... And then...
I don't know if you heard those three stomps.
Yeah,
we
were stomping.
There might have just been a big pause in us talking.
We were trying to stomp for you.
Yeah.
Then he would proceed to kick them in the face.
Yeah.
And his legs would have a very obtuse angle to them.
Absolutely.
He'd
almost
get right
a reflex angle.
And he'd hit them right in the chin.
Right in the chin.
There,
so
we're getting the chin part of
so
sweet chin music.
So they could hear
the sweet chin music.
And everyone had the same kind of reaction to this.
Yeah.
They would all just be instantly knocked out and just... stand there and fall to the ground. And
it's
everyone
like you hit them with a bat.
Yeah. And all the announcers would go, "Oh, sweet chin music!"
As 90s wrestling announcers got excited after everything.
Everyone would be excited after a good old sweet chin music. And a lot of the times he would be down and another guy would be on the ropes about to, you know, do some crazy body slam.
Yeah.
And what would he do? He would just stand up quickly as they were in the air.
And sweet chin music.
Absolutely. And then I saw one video on the internet. It was an NBA game.
Oh, yes.
And two mascots during the halftime show were having a little fight, you know, a little playful punching and stuff. And then a cougar punched a coyote and it fell on the ground. And then all of a sudden a spotlight goes on the courtside seats. And the announcer goes, "Who is that down? Is that Shawn Michaels?" And Shawn Michaels then takes off his hat and gives his cell phone to the person next to him, as anybody would, and stands up and just goes up to the cougar, sweet chin music, right to the cougar.
That makes a basketball game.
No one goes to a basketball themed game to go see basketball. They go to see Shawn Michaels give a cougar
sweet chin
music.
Band name of the week.
Of the water.
Band name of the week.
Now, if you stay up late enough, like 2 in the morning, and you watch TV, you start seeing some commercials that you're questioning if they're actually commercials. Or if they're just, like, a joke part of the show you're watching.
See what I can sell you, yeah.
Yeah, those kind of, like, little infomercials.
Yeah.
Now, one of them was a product called Mr. Steamy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're not familiar with Mr. Steamy, it looks like one of those shaky toys.
I'm sure no one is not familiar with Mr.
Steamy. Oh, absolutely.
It's
a great product. Who isn't familiar with Mr. Steamy?
But just in case you're not.
By the way, it's not a man named Mr. Steamy who just comes and sets up sweat lodges and... saunas in your house. No, that's not Mr. Steamy. That's not Mr. Steamy's style.
It might be, but not the one we're talking
that's
about.
That's a good tongue twister. Mr. Steamy's style. Funny. Funny stuff. Back to business. So, Mr. Steamy looks like one of those toys from the 90s that was like a weird sphere with jutty out points that all the thing did was shake.
Oh, yeah, one of those.
It just shook. Yeah. And I remember, if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, let's go back to the movie Small Soldiers.
Yeah.
We have talked about it before on the show.
Yeah.
When Alan wants to trick the commando elite into thinking the Gorgonites are in a box.
Yeah.
There's only
a tape recorder
and one of those shaky ball things.
To make the box move.
Kind of looks like the Sputnik satellite.
Yeah.
You know, it's round, but it's got jutty out points.
It's got a little
looks like an everlasting gobstopper from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, but it just shakes.
It just shakes.
It's a very useless toy.
So Mr. Steamy looks like this thing that looks like a gobstopper.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you know what it looks like. Now we got to go over what it does.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Steamy is a ball that you fill up with water.
Yeah.
And you put it in your dryer, and it...
No wrinkles.
No wrinkles.
Somehow, after being in the dryer, which is a small circle that spins them around...
Absolutely. You know what they do? It somehow speeds up your dryer to make them go flat against the walls of the dryer, and then they...
No wrinkles.
No wrinkles.
I don't understand how that works.
Absolutely not.
It must... I think you... Unless, instead of water, you have to pour some sort of magic potion.
Yep.
And
perhaps...
Little small gnomes come out of it and iron your clothes while they're in there. Because otherwise it doesn't make sense.
It does
dryer wrinkles stuff.
Yeah, because you need a flat surface and another flat surface like an iron to get the wrinkles out.
Yeah.
You can't just throw steam on clothes that are being wrinkled as it is doing its thing and expect them to have no wrinkles.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Now we've had our beef with
Mr. Steamy.
Mr. Steamy. Let's just move on to the shake weight.
Yeah.
Now, I'd never seen this commercial before, and a lot of people told me that they have before.
Yeah.
And it is the most ridiculous.
It's pretty old product, I'd say.
Really?
Yeah,
I'd never even heard of it.
At least
before.
A year, I'd say.
Okay. Well, apparently you know about it more than I do, so please explain.
Okay. Well, it's basically just a commercial, and it's a weight. It looks like kind of like a regular weight. But instead of like, yeah, but instead of like curling the dumbbell like you would normally, it just shakes
in the worst kind of way.
Just turn off the clean mind switch and turn on the dirty mind switch. It shakes like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the women, no men, who use this product in the commercial are holding it in the worst ways. Just right
kinda
in front
up
of their face.
Up in.
Yeah. Do the side of the head action.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah, to the point where SNL made a parody. I told you this the other day.
Yeah.
SNL made a parody, the Shake Weight commercial, on DVD.
Oh, I would buy that.
Because, you know, it is actually a pretty funny skit. I should look it up. Might be on the internet somewhere. Probably not, because NBC is kind of D-bags when it comes to letting their stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
I have a problem.
You have many problems, and we have yet to... discuss all of them on the show.
We will one day.
Yep.
This particular problem is, I'm just going right into it. I always have bugs on me.
Always.
I don't know how many times Jeff has been like, oh, you got a bug on you, and picked it off me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is about me. Perhaps I look very tree-like. Perhaps my arms are skinny like branches, and I just stand in weird
ways. Do you have woodpeckers like coming and pecking you to get bugs out of you?
Not generally.
No.
And I don't sit, I don't sway
okay.
like a tree, I don't understand.
No? Okay, we can X that box out here. Do you hang out in the weird chamber from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom?
Not.
They have to go through to get to the Temple of Doom.
Not regularly enough.
And the small Asian boy says, oh, I think these are fortune cookies we're stepping on. They weren't fortune cookies, just a lot of bugs.
And it was Short Round, is his name.
Yeah, I just thought, I wouldn't just say Short Round. Because people would be like, what are you talking about?
True.
So I thought I'd describe them.
Okay.
So yeah, I got to say, yes, I have a lot of times. The last thing I remember was a moth, and that was the last time I saw you.
Yeah, that was in my vehicle.
Yep, it's like, oh, yep, you have a moth on you.
If I was going to be like a super, I guess it'd probably be villain. Bugs seem villainous.
Yeah.
I would be Bugman.
Oh, yeah, of course. And you just kind of command them like the old woman with the birds from... Home Alone 2, Boston, New York.
Yeah, she wasn't a villain. She was a very nice lady.
She turned out to be a very nice lady.
She got the second partridge. She got the second partridge.
No, it was a Turtle Dove.
Turtle Dove, right.
Turtle Dove.
Turtle Dove. Thank you for correcting. I haven't seen that movie in a while.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah. Almost getting into holiday season. Like,
absolutely.
Crack it out.
Yeah, gotta bust out those movies for the to get in the spirit. Back to bugs.
Yeah.
See, you're kind of, I don't want to say like pig pen. I just want to say, you know how whenever he walks, you see like dirt, like clouds come off him. Those are bugs for you.
Yeah,
you're kind of like that witch from the. I'm just berating you right now, kind of like the witch from Looney Tunes. That always when she like moved, just things would fly out of her hair.
Yeah,
all the time.
Yeah,
it's bugs for you.
Yeah, it's true.
Maybe it's because you're glowing.
It's usually there's small beetles or aphids or other small bugs.
I'm just saying, maybe you give off a great, pure white light that just attracts bugs.
Maybe, or maybe it's because I... No, it's clean. Probably because I cover myself in sugar and I just lay on the ground. Quick, what's 12 times 12?
144.
Wrong. The answer is...
This is another Jeff and Harris Top 5.
Topic.
Top 5 quotes from the movie Jingle All the Way. Go.
5. You guys are nothing but a bunch of sleazy con men in red suits.
5.
Cookies. Who told you could eat my cookies?
4. Put the cookies down now.
4. I'm not a pervert. I'm just trying to get the Turbo Man doll.
3. Maybe I should wrap some chains around you.
3. I work for a postal service. You know I'm unstable. Tell him.
This man is totally insane.
Thank you.
2. Jamie, let me talk to your mother.
She's next door petting Ted.
2. How about these stupid letters from kids to Santa in the North Pole? Dear Santa, can you send me a bike and a slinky? No, your father's been laid off.
1. That really was a bomb? This is a sick world we live in. Sick people.
1. What killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age.
I think that's from Batman.
I don't care. It's a great quote.
This is another Jeff and Harris Top 5.
I was having a conversation with friends a while ago.
I wasn't there, so I'm sure I'm not your friend.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. We're work associates.
Yeah, not anymore.
We are captain and first mates.
Yeah. Anyway, the discussion somehow got to just sleeping.
Yeah.
Sleeping. Mm-hmm. And I was just saying, oh, I sleep in the middle of my bed.
Mm-hmm.
And they seemed genuinely shocked.
Wow.
That I haven't picked a side of my bed, which I don't understand because, I mean, it's just my bed. I'm not mm-hmm. sharing that with anyone, so why would
We just need to let everybody know. You just upgraded to a queen?
Yeah, from a single.
Yeah. It's
big.
Really big. I got one about a year ago, and whew.
Yeah, it's
my
nice.
Room is mostly bed.
Yeah, it's good. My door misses the bed by about an inch and a half when
good
you
stuff.
Open it.
Yep.
Anyway, yeah, they seem genuinely shocked that I haven't picked a side that I sleep on.
That's really weird.
I know, which is I thought was weird.
You're
because
not in a married couple.
No. I don't. No one shares that bed, so I don't need to pick a side. Mm-hmm. I sleep in the middle so that I have free...
I sprawl.
Yeah, so I have free roam. I mean,
absolutely.
I can sleep top to bottom. Yeah. I can sleep corner to corner. Other corner to corner.
I'm a big fan of the corner to corner.
I can just roll around.
Yep, yep.
Thrash.
I would like to tape myself sleeping and then put it in fast motion and look like a fish flopping around. Just set it to a beat.
Exactly. It'd be a great music video. Like, I don't have a set sleeping. I freestyle sleep, you know?
Yeah.
I just get into bed every day, and I freestyle. You know, sometimes my hand's over here. It's over here today.
It's like
it's over here tomorrow.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I've done the upside down sleep. I did that for a while. Because I like waking up, looking around, saying, where am I?
Yeah. It's
good
nice.
Feeling.
Yeah, it is.
Well, we're going to do a little bit of a music chat here.
Yep.
Good topic.
Mostly Jeff.
Yes, because I was looking through my CDs and I was getting rid of a bunch of them and I opened up a blank case and what was in it? One of the greatest CDs ever made by mankind. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm just going to drop a bomb. Eiffel 65. I don't know if anybody remembers them.
I think most people do.
Yep, just because of the one song, Blue.
Yeah.
And of course, I don't even have to explain it, but I will, you know. I'm blue. There's a lot of nonsense words in their songs.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, man, this is a great CD. So I put it on the old iPod, and a song came up in Shuffle that I really loved. And I just got to give a little background on this band. They came out in the late 90s. So the internet was pretty big. And I found, I'm going to say most of their songs are about the internet. A lot of internet references. And there was one song in particular that was just great. It's called Hyperlink.
Yeah.
And in brackets, Deep Down. And I got to say, the first 2 minutes of the song goes, I printed out the lyrics here. Deep down, dari, dara, da, did, da, da, do, dara. Deep down, deep down, dari, da, da.
Lyricist got a little... lazy there.
Yep, absolutely.
Fill in some time with some doodaras and
some d-dabbas and yep. And then there's the actual lyrics, which I printed out and expected there to be way more, but there's honestly like 4 sentences here. it goes, and this is all so funny because it's all romantic internet references.
Yeah.
So here it goes. I want a click to your heart, a hyperlink into you, a sexual browser from here to the end. a news group one-on-one. Don't need a modem to connect to your mind. No search engine to find you. I want a click to your heart, hyperlink to go inside you. Now this has got to be the most well-crafted masterpiece out there. And that's the whole song. And then it just goes back to deep down, blah, blah.
Greatest song ever.
Yes, I know. So you guys need to just go and check out Eiffel 65.
Hyperlink deep down.
Deep down.
We've come to the end, my friends.
Yep, we've hit this place again.
Yeah.
We're sad, you're sad, but you know what? We just got to deal with it.
Yeah. So.
We have a Twitter account now.
Thought you were going to say something else there.
Nope. So follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, I have no control of it. I don't know the password or anything, so it's all Jeff. Yeah. But
you know.
He has interesting thoughts. So.
Absolutely.
You can follow him on Twitter too. Mm-hmm. And me.
Yep.
And you can email us. Just go on our Facebook page.
You could just talk to us in person. That'd be really nice.
Yeah.
I would love a random person to come up to us and be like, "You're Jeff and Harris."
Yeah. If you go to the U of W and we don't know you, we hang out on the third floor of Centennial Hall.
Absolutely. In the winters, I will be the guy wearing the orange jacket.
And toque, generally.
Yeah.
I wear a black toque. And
I'm going to be rocking a neon green toque, I think.
Oh, nice. I either have a green jacket or a brown one.
Yep. So look for us.
Bye.
Bye.